Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Our question, animal acquaintance or family member, who do you hope never visits your home again? And here come those emails from The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Couple from today, guys. Me and buddies playing football in the side yard one day. Then a kid named Ethan got the ball. He decided he was going to go for that touchdown. But the gas meter was in the way, so he decided he was going to leap over it. Well, he didn't make it, but there was no noticeable damage. Then about 3 months later, we smelled gas coming from the meter. The unfortunate part of the story is that my brother likes to smoke cigarettes in that spot, and since he has a really messed up nose, he didn't smell anything. Thank God he didn't blow us all up. Ethan hasn't been back to the house since. Longtime listener, love the show.
That's terrifying.
Several years ago, a friend of ours was dating a new gal, wanted to meet us, and we had him over to hang out at the house, beers on the patio. Long story short, she was awful. Treated our friend like garbage and was obviously not happy to be there. She mostly ignored us, but was rude and condescending when she did interact. After they left, we decided we had to tell him how horrible she was. It boiled down to him being more than welcome with us always, as long as she was not with him. We implored him to dump her and have some self-respect. That did not go over well initially, but they broke up shortly after, and he saw the error in his ways. In hindsight, of course, happy Thanksgiving. Stay beautiful. That from the lovely Stephanie. That's a tough conversation.
It is. It is a very tough
one. All right, Stephanie, Phil, I apologize.
Exactly. On to the birthdays, guys. My son and I listen to you guys all the time. COVID shot his birthday plan, so can you guys please wish Garrett of Bremerton a very happy 19th birthday with some dirty German talk about riding his BMX bike. Maybe a kidfish sandwich and a bong rip as well. Thanks, guys. Love the show. That from the dad.
Fish sandwich.
Yeah, you literalize this BMX. I will provide you the big, massive, and then you'll put your X on it.
Yeah, my favorite thing about these adults that ride these bikes is they're either clean and sober, like the straight edge, or they have all the drugs.
Oh, man. Saying, I feel like the skateboard, BMX crowd, it's like one way or the other.
Men on the Men's Room on KISW, today is my 25th anniversary of my birth. Please wish me a happy birthday by making me laugh with some dirty Germans. That from Ethan.
Yeah, Ethan, the 25th birthday, you are now a quarter piece. That is not a bad thing. I want to do the George Washington to you. It's like the Abe Lincoln, but it's about the bald spot on your head.
Yeah, because I like you on your birthday, I'll even take out my wooden teeth.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, something's wooden.
Guys, happy birthday to Peyton. Can she get a barbershop fish sandwich? That from Uncle Sean, Erica, Brooke, and Claire.
Can I get a fish sandwich? Oh, you know I gotta eat right. Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? You put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
Holy hell, gentlemen. Today's my 27th birthday. This is the first time I've been able to get a birthday shout-out due to my birthday revolving around the Thanksgiving holiday and you guys usually being off the air. So, can I get a original fish sandwich? Maybe Coach Ted giving me some advice on the year to come. Thanks, guys. That from Danny.
Too early to get a fish sandwich.
All right, well, good news. Good news, Danny. Your birthday's late in this year.
And like most people, coach is ready to put it behind us as well. Next year looks bright. There's things on the horizon. Sure, the winter months will be dark, but isn't it always dark before the brightest? Before that sun arises, like the phoenix out of the goddamn ground! Happy birthday, you son of a bitch!
Phoenix comes in July here.
Matolo's July.
Can I get a very special birthday shout out to my firstborn's 30th birthday and my daughter Kat? They broke the mold when I had her. How about an original fish sandwich and the Disney gang telling her what to expect in her dirty 30s? Oh. Thanks you guys for doing everything you do. You definitely helped, especially during COVID. That from your faithful listener, Danielle.
Well, girls, now that you're in your 30s, it's time to introduce you to a little something I call Goofy Juice.
Oh. You know, I gotta be honest, usually friendly with people on their birthdays, but I'm a mouse. Her name's Kat.
She's gonna eat you alive, Mickey.
I'm gonna end up somewhere I don't wanna be. Which is good, but.
Would you let Kat eat you? For her birthday.
You know what? Get on in here. Feel the magic.
Guys, my partner Rebecca is turning 48 today. It's been a hard year, but she's navigated it like a badass. We all know she is. She's the glue holding our little family together. So how about some Mike's baby better bitty betty batter and Coach Ted giving some advice on having a birthday so close to a major holiday? That from Nick, Jack, Finn, and Harry with love.
Betty bought her butter, bought some butter, but she said this butter bitter. If I put it in my batter, make my batter bitter. So she bought a bit of better butter, put it in her bitter batter, made her bitter batter better. So just better, Betty bought a bit of better butter.
Good job out there, Hawk.
Yeah.
What's his kid's name? Or what's this woman's name?
Her name is Rebecca. She's 48 years old.
Rebecca, coach isn't going to feel too bad for you on this one. Now, your birthday is near a major holiday, but that holiday is Thanksgiving. And Christ almighty, my birthday is Christmas Eve. Anybody's dying to come over on Christmas Eve? Thanksgiving, people go do stuff. You'll be fine. I don't know. Eat some extra turkey. And actually, your birthday's that close to Thanksgiving. Have cake at Thanksgiving. Nobody's doing that. Flip the switch on them.
That's a good idea.
They take away the run, we throw the ball. They take away our passing legs, we run the ball. Let's go.
Patello says my mother Marie's birthday. She is 82 years old. We listen to the car as we run errands in the afternoon. She laughs and the show loves it. I'd be thrilled if you guys could give her a birthday shout out with an original fish sandwich and the dirty Germans talking about the bouquet on a 1938 vintage Murray. I'll thank you guys so much. That from your loyal listener, Eric.
To Oregon fish sandwich.
Yeah, I do not know what this 1938 vintage Murray is, but I get the feeling it is an old man named Murray.
Yeah, I can't imagine. He smells like grapes for this long. But, you know, it's back then. Maybe this Murray was the height of perfumes.
Hmm. Yeah, I bet you she could teach us a thing, or three or four. 82 years of experience.
Yeah, is this Murray a car? Is it wine? The bouquet on it?
Tonight, I will be Murray. You will smell my bouquet, whether you want to or not.
Yeah, and honestly, it's the two of us are trying to forget most things that happened since the 30s.
All right, guys, here we go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Couple extra emails here, guys. Booze on the airlines is the subject. Guys, I bring a quart Ziploc, usually with 8 airline bottles of whiskey, every time I fly.
Nice.
Twice a year to New Orleans to go fishing. I'd get through the TSA, no problem. Order a can of Coke and 2 glasses of ice. Homemade cocktail. Just don't do it in front of the flight attendant. That from Gary. I would not be willing to do that.
That's the problem is I got a Ziploc bag full of booze, and then I got to try to pour this drink sitting in my seat.
Yeah, I always get the stink eye from the flight attendant because I'll get the Jack and Coke, right? And then when they come back around for the first trash, she realizes, like, the Jack's empty, the Coke has not been opened yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you know what I'm doing. I'm just here to get drunk.
Yeah. Well, you can't even get that now.
Oh, God, that's right.
You can't even get a drink.
So I got to bring my own booze.
Yeah, exactly. Crazy phone calls is the subject. Ola Skinless Banger, fellas. I've had to call 911 twice this year because, it's 2020. First, back in February, I found my husband of 25 years unconscious on the floor. He had had a seizure, was in a coma for 3 days, hospitalized for a week, and has since been slowly making a comeback. The seizure was so massive, it damaged his kidneys and liver, and he has some short-term memory loss. Turns out he has a cavernous malformation on his frontal lobe that he was probably born with. It just waited until he was 55 to cause trouble. Then, just a few weeks ago, my husband is finally going back to work. He gets his work truck and trailer all ready and parks it out on the street. He does custom tile. That night I had insomnia, was sitting in the front room at 3 a.m. when I heard a car engine trying to turn over. I ran to the window, and someone was attempting to hotwire my husband's car. So I called 911 while my husband grabbed his shotgun and ran outside. But the person had already ran off when they saw me turn on the lights. Fortunately, they didn't get the car, but they did completely tear up the inside. Pulled off all the paneling around the steering wheel. And the whole key thing had to be replaced, which really sucked, since that $200 a week unemployment does not go that far. Ah, 2020. What a crappy year you've been. Thankfully, you guys bring humor into the life Monday through Friday and twice on Tuesdays. I don't know how we do that. You guys are amazeballs. That from Lisa in Olympia.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, look who it is, live from his basement dungeon studio. It's Ryan Castle.
Still here. Still
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Yeah,
I know that out of all of our places, Steve's house is going to smell great, but I'm going to assume that
that's me.
You've got some plans for the Thanksgiving dinner. What's on the menu at the Castle Hall?
Dude, you know I have already started my Thanksgiving turkey, right? Like, the brining process begins on Monday afternoon.
How many pounds?
A very nice turkey. It's not a big turkey because, so I'm just cooking for my wife and I and my brother and his family, but they're not coming over. I'm actually cooking food and then he's going to come pick it up and take it home to his family.
Are you kidding me?
Trying to be responsible.
That's so nice. Why don't you do that for all of us?
So this is great for everyone because I enjoy cooking and I don't like hanging out with people. So it's a win.
What do you put in your brine?
So the brine is brown sugar and a ton of salt and maple syrup and soy sauce and water. And so that turkey is in a 5-gallon bucket surrounded by ice in a brine right now.
But
and
here's
I'll smoke
the thing that,
bitch that on
most,
Thursday morning.
Here's what most people don't know about Ryan Castle. That turkey, still alive.
Mm-hmm. Is that a bucket on your back porch?
So that's the trick, is if right. you drown the turkey in the brine, all of the good stuff gets
sure,
inside.
That is exactly
that's what
it.
I thought out.
Well,
yeah,
let us know if we
It makes it harder to take the feathers off later, but, totally worth it.
Let us know if we can do a drive-by for leftovers, after the fact.
Yeah, maybe I will. We could do, my brother's going to come by and get food, but you guys come by and hang out.
We know that we can sit out back and we can put the chairs out there and we can be far enough apart where no one will care.
Oh, yeah.
So it'll be the thing.
Yeah, you know what? And if the weather isn't bad, like we did that on New Year's a few years ago, you and Hair Club came by at in the evening and we stood outside and had a couple of drinks and smoked a cigar.
Yeah, that's what we smoked. Sure. Well, in honor of Thanksgiving, we thought we would go back to our good buddy Vince Neil, since we're talking about food. And the last time that we did,
because the two are synonymous now,
we did 10 bands renamed by Vince Neil. As memory recalls, you were either a perfect 10 for 10, 9 for 10.
I think I was like.
Either way,
like 9 out of 10.
Yeah. I mean, if you grade it, you definitely
think it was
got an A.
Adele threw you off with Adele. I believe that's the only one
Adele
you did not know.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
And I enjoy these sit and spins because I don't have to try.
Yeah. Well, you do because you need to figure out what Vince Neil would rename these bands, you see.
And so, this is important to Vince. You know how Vince reaches out to us to do this. We're doing this to promote him, of course.
Okay.
And he said, guys, it's Thanksgiving, and there's 10 more bands that really I would have renamed them. We just want to see if you can get into Vince Neil's head.
Okay.
All right. Well,
so,
I had a turkey leg for breakfast. So
We have 10 bands renamed by Vince Neil. We will play the band. And Ryan, you try to figure out what Vince Neil would have renamed the band.
Cool.
Number 10.
Come on.
Is that a Chicago Dog?
That will qualify, yes. Chicago Dog is an acceptable answer. That is correct. We are also looking for Chicago Deep Dish Pizza or Chicago Italian Beef. Any of those would have qualified.
What about Chicago Mixed Popcorn?
There's another one. Chicago Popcorn would have been an acceptable answer.
I had some hot beef last time I was in Chicago.
See, there you go. Said it, Vince.
Did you try the sandwich, though?
Yes.
Yes, great.
Yes.
These are 10 bands renamed by Vince Neil on Sit and Spin. You're 1 for 1.
Number 9.
Holding my feet.
The band is Simply Red.
Channel your inner vents. Simply Red.
Red.
Simply Red wine?
Come We're going to give you that. We're going to give you that.
Okay.
That's fire. That's fair. All right,
we're way too friendly with these victories.
We had Simply Red Lobster.
Yeah, Simply Red Lobster.
Simply Red Lobster.
Red Lobster.
Yeah. We had Simply Red Robin, Simply Red Onion, Simply Red Baron, Simply Red Apples, Red Peppers, Red Chili Peppers, Red Beans, and Simply Red Velvet Cake. Those were
so
all.
So somehow you came up with 25 things, and I didn't get one of them, but I get the win?
Yes, you do. Because we did not think of that one. That's pretty good.
I love this game.
You're 2 for 2 on 10 bands renamed by Vince Neil.
Eight, number eight.
My chill feel like rain. Ain't that a shame?
Fats Domino is the artist.
Just Fat.
I'm
Fats,
sorry.
Fats Domino's Pizza.
Yeah! Fats Domino's. That's what we were looking for.
We also would have accepted
Chubby Checker for a second, but you went Fats Domino, and I think either way it works.
We also would have accepted Trans Fat Domino.
Yeah, exactly. These are 10 bands renamed by Vince Neil on 7 Spins.
This is harder than I'm going to go Chopsticks.
Oh, so close. Yeah, so close.
No, that would be a fish sticks.
Or breadsticks.
Oh, yeah. Fish sticks.
Bread. Or sticks bread of sticks. Butter.
Yeah. Either one of those would have done. Sorry. The judges. Sticks.
Yes, butter sticks.
The judges say they cannot give you that.
I think Vince is going breadsticks.
I think breadsticks as well.
I just said that.
Okay. All right.
Cheddar breadsticks.
So bread sticks then, Vince?
Yes, with garlic knots.
We'll take two orders.
These are 10 bands renamed by Vince Neil.
Number 5.
I've been waiting so long to be where I'm going.
Well, I mean, this could be a whole range of things.
Mm-hmm. It could be.
But I'm going to go with cream corn.
Cream corn is acceptable.
Wow.
Yeah. That is exactly right. We also have Krispy Kreme, heavy whipping cream, cream chip beef on toast, and cream puff. All acceptable answers.
How crazy would it have been if I'd have come up with cream chip beef on toast?
That would have been awesome.
That's very specific, but
no
a delicious
way that
it's
so specific.
That's exactly right. I'm sure Vince would love it. If you could just get up before noon. These
Miles and I are the only people still eating that.
These are 10 bands.
I don't even know what that is.
You love it. You love it. 10 bands. Renamed
sure
by Vince Neil.
Number 5. The heat is on. The heat is on cold. Heat is
Wait, is this?
This is Glenn Frey.
Glenn French Fries.
Glenn Frey.
There you go.
Glenn Fries. Glenn Fries. We would have also accepted Glenn Fried Chicken, Glenn Fried Mushrooms, Shrimp, and Mozzarella Sticks.
Glenn Fried anything.
Right. Exactly.
Just Glenn Deep Fried.
Deep Fried Snickers, you name it.
Glenn Garlic Fries.
Yeah, why not? These are, you're doing well. You're doing well. 10 bands renamed by Vince Neil.
Number 4.
Oh, vanilla ice cream.
Right? Oh, too easy.
Got it.
It's almost like you're in Vince's head.
Too easy. Now, Castle
Lovers. There's a lot of room in there, Steve.
You're going to need to dig a little bit deep here. But we have a feeling this is one of the more difficult ones. You can get it. Okay?
Okay.
But, Number 3. I'll make love to you like you want me to. And I'll hold you tight.
Oh, God.
This is Boys to Men.
Yeah.
Renamed by Vince Neil.
Channel your inner Vince. It's right there.
Come on, you got it. You got it.
Is it Boys to Men Witch?
No.
No.
Sorry. It's Po Boys to Men.
Oh, Po Boys to Men.
Po Boys. Po Boys to Men.
I was trying to like work Man Witch in there somehow because I'm sure that's on the menu.
Yeah. Po Boys to Men. These are 10 bands.
Boys to Manwich.
10 bands renamed by Vince Neil.
Number 2.
Country roads, take me home.
Oh, that's the John Denver omelet.
Yes! John Denver omelet.
Too easy.
What's in the Denver omelet, Ted?
peppers, onions, ham,
cheese,
then raw
mushrooms.
I don't put mushrooms in mine.
All right, Vince does.
Vince doesn't. It's too much of a veggie unless you fry it.
Once again, in honor of Thanksgiving, these are
Vince
tin
puts
bands.
A pork chop in it.
Denver omelet has Rocky Road ice cream in it. Everyone knows that.
And a chimichanga.
These are tin bands renamed by Vince Neil. We have made it to number one.
Number one.
Touch me out.
So it's...
Uh-huh. Could be on the menu Thursday. The band is Mudhoney.
Yeah. Could be on the menu with a lot of holidays.
Uh-huh. Easter especially.
God, I don't know.
Think about Thanksgiving or Easter.
Easter. Big on Easter.
Yeah, big on Easter.
Yeah, you got me.
The band is Mudhoney. It's Mudhoney glazed ham.
Yes,
indeed. Oh, the honey glazed ham.
Yes, exactly. There you go, Ryan Castle.
Of course.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, brother. We appreciate it, man. Hopefully we'll see you over the holidays.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, man. Good talking to you. You are listening to The Men's Room.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You're in the Men's Room, 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Coming up in just minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day.
We do
have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, a quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All righty, the Florida man that saved his dog from the jaws of an alligator has come forward to explain why exactly he did it.
Read the headline again.
Because he likes his dog.
The Florida man that saved his dog from the jaws of an alligator has come forward to explain why he did it.
Now, to be fair, you might be thinking to yourself, man, oh man, that's gutsy. I remember saying that to Mike. Mike said, look at the video. The alligator is about 3 feet long.
Right.
He has a tiny dog. So it's not one of these giant alligators, in which case you say, I loved Sparky.
That's right.
It's his dog, and it's a small alligator. Right. That's why he saved it, because it's his dog.
Right. Still any other day, he would not mess with this gator.
No.
But the fact that his tiny dog is
six footer, you're jumping into.
Right. Exactly.
Because you know what? Once the alligator has a hold of its prey, it's not going to go for you. Your job is to get that thing out of its mouth.
No, right.
It's not
going
to let go and then try to back
I understand,
leg.
But here's the thing. He had maybe 3.5 footer, and he grabbed the little dog. But Mike and I agreed. After, so he jumps in, gets on this thing's back,
and he's already having issues bringing this thing out of the water.
And, you know, well, that's where they live. Right. He's having a hard time prying his jaws open. It's a tiny one. The dog gets out, and it's a small dog. But then the guy's in the water for like another 60 seconds, and we realize this guy now has to figure out how to get his hands out of its mouth, because the only thing in its mouth is his hands.
I try to pull stuff out of my dog's mouth. I'm not supposed to eat, like, a chocolate.
Right.
Right.
And, I mean, you cannot pry open a dog's mouth.
Well, you don't care if you hurt that gator's mouth if you're opening it.
Right.
I'm using my Harambe string to open that
dog
thing.
My dog is a little different.
That's right. Just the same, though, the gator's also going to chomp down on my friggin' hands. He's going to get his pound of flesh for the dog that I just stole from him.
Although, but I do, like Mike said, man, I'd have King Kong that bitch.
Hell yeah, dude. Just rip. Grab one on the top, one on the bottom, and then you just pry. Get them shoulder muscles working. Helicopter spotted a strange metal structure in the ground in a remote part of Utah. It's a weird monolith that's just kind of standing
out
there.
Very cool. That looks very Star Wars.
It does.
The thing is, and look, most people don't expect to find a monolith, but it was still so, it's a silver thing, all right? But it's still so brightly silver, it cannot have been there that long.
That's what I'm thinking.
Like, there's no erosion to it. There's no anything to it.
But it did look very space-age, because the two pilots who spotted it and saw it, they landed their helicopter, and then they filmed themselves walking up to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have, like, their space, you know, like, their flight suits on.
Wouldn't you?
Very 2001. Yeah.
But the one guy's like, man, if you touch it and disappear,
I just like the feeling of, like, Joey sitting at home like, oh, dang, they found that thing? Shoot.
Oh, I forgot we did that, homie.
That's where we left it. A new study found that people over the age of 45 are at a higher risk of catching STDs than ever before.
Because people over 45 are effing than more before.
Correct. There's new technologies. We can do it now.
It's not that STDs attack older people. It's that older people are having more sex, and therefore your chances of getting an STD go
right
up.
Well, and we're reaching an age where those people are now all holding all the STDs. They got them bypassed.
Hey, hey, easy,
people.
Easy.
Those are also the same people that had them all in the beginning, too.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah, they're just single again.
We've brought that. That's all. I don't think Ted's wrong. I mean, think about it, man. I'm 51, right? So whatever we did, we did. Technology's gotten better to fight these things, but if I have this thing already and divorce goes up and all this, like, yeah, it's going to spread.
Hmm? That's right.
Because I'm single.
Scientists are using artificial intelligence to recreate the smell of Europe in the 16th century.
That's not good.
No, it's not.
Why would anyone want that?
How would you know?
Thank you, Miles. That was exactly my thought.
I mean, what?
You can't be wrong at this.
Let's assume they have a Coke plant or a steel mill or whatever. You can replicate what? The carbon smell of the air?
Right.
If they had a meatpacking plant compared to...
Here's the thing. What
you're talking about the 1500s.
So it smells like body odor and sewage.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like people are dumping raw sewage out of the windows.
I recreate that every day.
When England enacted their smoking ban, keep in mind that some of those bars were open from the 1500s.
They've been open. When I was in England, in York, England, one of the bars they took me to opened in 900-something.
So jeez, when you get that smoke out of that air, what do you smell? You smell the bar.
That's right.
And that was the biggest problem when they initially put the smoking ban in, was just trying to kill the original smell of the bar.
But that's
the
true thing. Nailed
it. 1,100 years of urine. Bars are bars. They've always served what they serve. So you realize all these people have puked, and it's all these wooden floors. It's soaked in.
It's like the smell of grandma's house times 100.
Right.
Why recreate that?
Right. But again, like Miles said, how do you know? I can't be wrong. I can just create a smell and say, this is from the 1500s England. We don't know that.
It just has to smell bad.
Right. There's nobody that can prove me wrong.
Right.
This is what soap smelled like. How would you know unless you have some?
Right. Exactly. Our friends over at Zippia have given us a brand new map here. Let's see, it's actually a breakdown of everybody's favorite side dish during the holiday season called stuffing. Real quick, do you guys know an alternative term that is actually fairly prevalent here in the United States?
Dressing.
Or stuffing. You're absolutely
dressing,
right.
I call it dressing sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
When I visit my family in the South, my family in Texas calls it dressing. Everyone else I know does call it stuffing, but yeah, it's dressing.
Right, and I have never heard it called dressing. I was completely thrown off when I first got this slip. I was like, what do you mean dressing? Did they just, like, pour gravy or, like, ranch over the turkey, or what are they doing here?
I can't speak for all the South, but my time in Texas, even if it's not Thanksgiving, at any meal, the dressing is the thing that is specifically designed to go with the meat, right? So, if it's Thanksgiving, it's going to be stuffing. If you're eating ribs, it'll be whatever weird salad kind of dish they have. But
coleslaw.
Dressing.
Right. Initially, it was based on the fact that the birds, when they started out, were 15, 20 pounds, right?
Sure.
So, they're so big, they dry out quick. So the idea of it being called stuffing then was that you really were stuffing the bird with that stuff. And it was all in butter. It was all in chicken stock. It was all in celery. It had all this stuff. So at least it cooked and provided moisture to cook the bird from the inside out.
Gotcha.
So with dressing, to me, it's like, that's in a pan. You know what I mean?
Right.
Right.
Well, the stuffing, when I was a kid, was what you wanted because it was moisture.
Yes. Yes,
it Whereas was. Dressing is just...
Dressing's fun. Like, I make my stuffing, and, like, it's just... You don't see as many birds get stuffed now. But, like, when you're making it in your oven, like, I'll put extra pats of butter on there, but it's just not going to be as moist as having it in the cavity of a bird.
Gotcha. I learned something new every day with you guys.
Your wife made the mistake of cooking the turkey upside down at one point in time.
It sounds ridiculous. I will say that, Ted, you were there for this.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Cooking the turkey, every time we opened the oven, it just didn't look right, or whatever the case is. Realize it was upside down, okay? We flipped the bird right side up, and it looked weird. It was a little paler than it should be, but we realized because it was cooking upside down for 5-6 hours, all the juices flowed to the top. Right. That was the moistest non-deep fried turkey I've ever had in my life.
Best turkey mistake I ever made, I took the bag of the innards out, right? But the neck was kind of stuffed up into the top of the turkey and was kind of like into the inside of the bird, and I didn't know it was in there, and I couldn't feel it.
Mm-hmm.
I cooked that turkey with the neck in. Accidentally. What a great mistake. It was so good.
Miles Montgomery's
neck. So much juice that came out of the neck. Next, where you make the gravy with, you make all the stock with.
Sure.
So it was just like a flavor bomb in the middle of the damn turkey.
Flavor bomb.
I would have always taken that out and just put it in a pan and make gravy with it.
Yep.
Perfect. Good to note. Taking all notes
here. I'm telling you, cook it upside down with the neck in, and it sounds ridiculous, it'll look weird, but it'll be delicious.
So there is one state within the southern cluster that all calls it dressing that actually still calls it stuffing, majority speaking. Do you guys know which one of that? Which state that would be?
The majority call it stuffing.
Stuffing, as opposed to dressing.
Louisiana.
Correct. Not Louisiana.
Minnesota.
Minnesota. South, Ted.
Oh, South. I didn't hear you say South.
No,
they're
Canadian.
They're all attached that call it dressing.
Georgia, Mississippi, Alabama.
Right. Those are all three there. It's actually Florida that actually calls it dressing.
That makes sense. New York. That's the New York influence.
Yeah, because part of Florida isn't really. Part of Florida is the South.
Right?
Part of it's Florida.
It is, but yeah.
It's in the South. It's one of the most southern states. However, it's not the South state.
That's correct.
It's more of a mixing pot of everybody on the East Coast.
And we actually do have the five states where people say they love stuffing the most. Now, this is not dressing. They actually do. They also have the five states where people love dressing the most, but it's just kind of all the same states that just like stuffing, what they call it dressing.
It should be all 50.
Exactly. So do you guys know which five states love stuffing the most?
Are they...
more toward the north? Yes.
Okay, then I'll go with tradition. Maine.
Correct.
New Hampshire. Vermont. Connecticut.
I was going to say Minnesota.
Massachusetts.
Correct.
So northeast.
Right, exactly.
The New England states.
And then you're missing Pennsylvania and New Jersey. Loving all that stuffing. Back to some good news here. A 5-year-old in L.A. is going viral after she was told to put on a mask to go to the store and came out wearing a Mandalorian mask.
Boba Fett was outside of the bus stop again today.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Kind of getting used to seeing him around. They're very rare in the universe.
Well, sure.
They can't even find each other.
Yeah, that's
what they spend their entire life doing is trying to find the other one so they can run together like as a pack, you know? So when you see one,
brother,
just know they're normally a lone wolf.
Okay.
Yeah.
A high school in Texas created its own grocery store in one of their empty rooms where the currency is points earned by good deeds.
I still would have failed.
Right.
I'm in. By good deeds, not by grades.
Right. Correct.
In.
Right. Because these are kids that are still looking for something to eat. So, like, just, hey, do something good. We'll give you some food. You don't have to pay for nothing. It's all good.
Okay.
There's a speed issue over in the UK.
A speed issue?
A speed issue, and I will tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, my cock headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for profile. This will take caller 9 at 206-421-ROCK. All right, Michael, we made it to drinking time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.